getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
This is Neil Trainer, pastor with Calvin Presbyterian Church in Shoreline. Calvin Church is committed to joining God's work in forming community, transforming lives, and reforming our world. We form community by caring for each other and by using our building as a community center to build bridges to our neighbors. We see lives transformed as we help people grow into who God meant them to be and as we partner with families in raising generations for Christ. And we reform our world specifically by serving the hungry and homeless in our city, through an evangelistic outreach on community college campuses, and with emerging leaders among the Khmer people of Cambodia. The 150 Psalms right in the middle of your Bible include many happy songs, expressions of great joy and praise. But the Bible is also full of cries of pain and anguish, what are known as prayers of lament. Following their example, let me share a way to pray when you're hurting using the acronym HURT, H-U-R-T. First H, hail God, when we start by crying out to the only one who can really help. Like hailing a taxi who may or may not see you, a lament starts by trying to get God's attention, to get God to come to your aid. Psalm 13 begins, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Can you hear the writer both crying out to get God's attention on the one hand and making God the sole object of his attention on the other? He anticipates that the Lord will return and remember and show his face again. It's just a question of when. So we hear the shout, what are you waiting for? Have you ever felt like God was hiding from you? Are you feeling that way now? We're not talking about God's actual absence, but the sense of absence. The Lord is always with us, and we cannot flee from God's presence. We know that in our heads. But in our hearts, sometimes God just feels really far away. We're standing in the dark, banging on heaven's door with bruised knuckles. We keep calling heaven, but having to leave a voicemail. When God feels absent, hail God down, because no matter how gloomy your darkness may be, God can always see you and find you. Second, you. Unload on God. The Bible is full of people crying out, tell me what's going on. What should I do? I'm desperate. I need your help, Lord. When we unload on God, we get painfully honest and we give God the enormous burdens on our hearts. Give God your pain. It can be a frightening thing to expose our tender spots, the places in your heart still filled with anguish. But when we do, then the tender Spirit of God comes in to soothe and heal. Give God your pain and give God your complaints. Psalms are filled with expressions of being overwhelmed. Complaints about enemies, complaints that friends have abandoned them, complaints that God has been silent too long. We can give these to God too, and give God your questions. Having questions or even doubts is not sinful, but they will eventually force you to move one direction or another. The decision we must make is whether our questions and doubts will drive us to God or away from God. Third, R, request of God. After unloading on God, we must ask God to act decisively. If I don't know what to ask for, I often use the words Jesus taught in the Lord's Prayer. I pray that God would provide me and those I love with what we need to get through the day. Give us this day our daily bread. I pray that the Lord would pardon and cleanse me of my sins and also help me to be reconciled with others that I may be in conflict with. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And I pray that God would keep me from unnecessary suffering and trials, even those I bring on myself. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. What do you need to request of God today? Hail God, unload on God, request of God. Finally, T, trust in God. Accept whatever happens as allotted or allowed by the Lord. The answer to our requests, whether yes or no, is God's call. God may not answer according to your desires and on your time schedule. The Almighty Creator of heaven and earth is not at our beck and call. But remember, God's ultimate plan for you is for your welfare and not for your harm, to make you more and more like Jesus, to grow in you the fruit of the Holy Spirit. After hailing God and unloading on God and requesting of God, we must ultimately say, I will trust you. Sometimes our trust will be resolute. With Job, we can say of God, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Sometimes our trust is simple abandonment. With Peter's response to Jesus, we say, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. But in the end, we trust in God's unfailing love. Hail God, unload on God, request of God, trust in God. Next time life gets tough, follow the example of the Bible's Psalms of Lament and pray you're hurt.
You've been listening to Pastor Neil Trainer of Calvin Presbyterian Church in Shoreline. To find out more about the church, visit them online at calvinpc.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.